Given the exotic locations NPR's Alex Chadwick goes on his National Geographic radio expeditions, people sometimes ask him where is the one place he'd really like to go. The answer comes this morning as he begins a series of reports about an elephant researcher in Central Africa and a jungle clearing that Alex spent years trying to reach.
I was delayed. But you should get used to waiting in the so aptly named Central African Republic. Okay, the Republic Park, the crumbling capital city, bullet-scarred Bangui, its unpaid soldiers with mismatched uniforms and guns, their street stick-ups so common they seem normal. The poverty and despair, this sure isn't Plato's Republic. But the geography, this is bang in the middle of Africa. South of the Sahara, sunny, open plains running all the way down to the interior of the Congo. Recent history. When the Europeans came looting, the French took this region. Their colonialism was followed by a succession of local strongman rulers, some of them truly scary, and by rebel groups and territorial disputes. Everyone here should be rich. Fertile land, good rain, good streams and rivers and forests. The principal national export is diamonds, but the average income, less than $1 a day. A government official studies my application for a permit to drive to an elephant forest 300 miles away. "When do you want to go?" he asks. "Tomorrow." At that, he begins to chuckle. But the local office of the World Wildlife Fund and an embassy contact help. And the next morning, we are packing supplies and recording gear onto a truck. Everyone you meet here is looking for work. I hire Mohammed Youssef to drive.
"You will hold, Mohammed?
We go?
Right.
Okay, here we
go. Go.
Beyond the city, roads quickly lose pavement. Some fields are planted with coffee. There are mud brick villages, more soldiers at checkpoints. Always, they want money.
Ah, bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour, monsieur.
Ça va?
Ça va.
Bon voyage, bon séjour.
The road gets worse, the villages too. Huts of bent sapling and leaf, air hazy with wood smoke and red, fine-grained road dust. A ferry crossing, swarms of pale butterflies, naked kids in the cool water of a wide stream. We're in forest now. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep. But when the road turns to sand, it too is deep.
We're stuck in sand.
Several guys have come along there trying to help dig us out. And we're about to try to push the truck again. Sand's really deep here.
2 hours pass, a lot of it spent under the truck, digging. I realize I am more filthy than I have ever been in my life, and it's hot. South, along the course of the Songha River, finally, a turn onto the worst road yet. But we're getting close to the still mysterious African forest elephants. You have to wonder, who needs a road here anyway? Who would come? And the answer is an American woman by the name of Andrea Turcalo. She has lived a dozen years in this forest, studying elephants and trying to save them as well. Andrea has probably spent more time than any other scientist observing forest elephants and still retains her fascination with them.
When they get together, groups that have not seen each other for a while that are related, there is an emotional thing that goes on between them. They start ear flapping and vocalizing and the whole recognition thing. And this is in a clearing where there might be 60 to 100 elephants, and those two groups that are related recognize each other.
Our ultimate destination, a clearing in the forest, about a mile and a half away from Andrea's camp, one of the most unusual places in the world, a gathering ground for these forest elephants.
I first heard about this place 4 years ago, about the elephants that are there, and about the conditions in this clearing that we're going to. And for 4 years, I've been trying to get here to make recordings and to see this place. And now we're starting out on the final part of this journey.
That story when this radio expedition continues tomorrow. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News, in the Zanga Dense Forest Reserve, Central African Republic.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society.